the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
And welcome to Brookville and the home of the Wildcats, Franklin County High School, where the Cats are about to host a big, big girls game against the Bulldogs from Batesville. It's Jim Williams along with Terrence Arney tonight. And Terrence, we've seen these teams, but not against each other. This should be really interesting.
No doubt, a good old-fashioned cat and dog fight here in Franklin County. Both teams, when you look at the records, man, they're right there neck and neck, and I think it'll play out like that on the floor tonight.
And we'll tell folks several times tonight about the stats as well. Really big numbers for a couple key players. One of them, of course, Allie Peters for the Bulldogs. Another, Nicole Mears for the Wildcats. A big woman matchup in high school doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this is hard to believe, but we're halfway through the season already.
Already?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Halfway through the season already. So these teams are starting to kind of round themselves into postseason shape, if you would, so that they're playing their best basketball after the holidays.
I miss so much. I've only been in it a week. We are going to hear from the coaches, Kyle Van Meter for the Wildcats, and first up, Mitchell Taylor for the Bulldogs, and we'll get to the coaches and get their thoughts heading into this huge matchup in just a moment. You're listening to high school basketball on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back with Coach Mitchell Taylor of the Batesville Bulldogs. And Coach, what a matchup it is here at Franklin County. 6-4 Dogs, 6-3 Wildcats. And it seems like fairly similar teams physically. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the way we match up with one another, you know, we have, as far as positionally, you know, our girls are similar sizes and similar type players. But they're playing a little differently than they did last year, playing a lot more 2-3 zone. I think, you know, the way we approach this and just watching this JV game, we've got to be patient, but we also have to know how to attack the gaps of the zone. But they've got a great player, Nicole Mears, and you know, she's going to be a focal point for them, and we got to do what we can to take her away.
Well, you've certainly got Allie Peters averaging nearly 15 points a game. Big weapon there for you guys, too.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we know we have weapons on the offensive end. I mean, most of the time you scout a team, you're really worried about the defensive things. But I do think it gets away from you, like, what we can do offensively. And I think that's something that we've talked about this week, just as far as focusing on what we need to do to win the game rather than so much what we need to take away from them. So I'm excited to see our girls play tonight. This is always a tough place to play. You know, just moving forward, we're looking for some consistency, and I think we're starting to turn the corner on that.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you.
That's Coach Taylor. We'll be right back in just a moment on WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, We can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Andrew Williams back with Coach Kyle Van Meter of the Lady Cats of Franklin County. And Coach, what a matchup it is tonight. 6-3 Cats, 6-4 Bulldogs. This should be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. It's the EIAC. The EIAC is very tough every year. Girls basketball, boys basketball, it's a tough part of the state for basketball. And both teams are battling injuries. I know you were there against North Decatur. Same, we had two players out. We got the same two players out. Bayfield's got one of their starters out tonight as well. But again, we're a conference. I know how he coaches. He knows how I coach. Like, we're a no-excuse team. It's next man up. You just got to take care of business, especially us. We feel confident because it's a home game, and we love home games. We really do.
Absolutely. How are those injuries progressing for you? Because I know Brashear and the other player are a couple of the big guns for you.
Yeah, they are. Both of them have seen starting minutes. It's Tiffany Billman and Mackenzie Brashear. They're both slowly working their way back. You know, Tiffany could be back any day. We play Friday against Oldenburg. Could be back then. Then we go next week. It's Wednesday, Friday. We got Talawanda and Waldron Friday. And we would feel confident Tiffany will be back by then. Mackenzie gets her knee checked out tomorrow by the doctor, and we kind of go from there. But Tiffany, she's a junior. She started her freshman year. She started her sophomore year. Big-time player. And, you know, once she comes back, teams are going to be nervous. Like right now, teams, if they're going to beat us, now's the time to beat us.
Well, then in that case, who do you depend on tonight to go up against somebody like Allie Peters and the rest of those Bulldogs?
Allie Peters is a great player, all-conference player last year. But we got senior Nicole Mears and we got sophomore Ruby Singer. Nicole's, my opinion, she's the best player on the floor. She's going to get her points. She's going to get her rebounds. They're going to try to stop her, but you really can't. And then Ruby Singer, a sophomore, another big. She's going to battle. They got some bigs. We got some bigs. You know, and obviously I'm biased, but I'm going to take my bigs.
Well, Nicole was sure impressive for us last week, and you can really lean on her in this kind of situation.
Oh, 100%. We lean on her every night. We lean on her in practice. She's a leader. She's a captain, and she's different than a lot of players in the conference because she's averaging 20-10, and she didn't come in like her freshman year and be, you know, she's not a 1,000-point scorer. She came in with ability and with size, and she put the work in to develop and get better. And now, you know, she's right up there, you know, working to try to be the best player in the conference.
This looks like it's going to be a fun one, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Glad you're here. And, again, Indiana basketball, nothing like it.
Absolutely. It's Coach Kyle Van Meter. We'll be right back to tip it off in a moment on WRBI-FM, also WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Terrence Harney back at Franklin County High School in Brookville. And Terrence, I think we're going to have about as good a match as we've had so far this season here tonight between these two girls' squads.
No doubt about it. Both fairly evenly matched, but you add into that, of course, this is an EIAC game. These are two EIAC foes. And this one counts.
Absolutely.
As, you know, so you'll quickly be able to figure out, you know, not all games are important, but they matter.
Yeah.
And this is one of those that definitely matters.
No question about it. And I think the injuries that coaches mentioned probably matter, too, as well. Claire Sainer, the one who is out, a senior for Batesville, along with Tiffany Billman and Mackenzie Brochier for Franklin County. What do we expect?
Well, you know, you hear the phrase all the time, next man up, next woman up.
There.
And that'll be the case tonight. These programs will try to plug and play, right? They're going to grab someone else off the bench. I expect it to be an opportunity for some of these underclassmen to really shine and perhaps show their coach and the coaching staff of their team that they can depend on them down the stretch.
And, Terrence, you've got the starters for each ball club. Who's going to be out there first tonight?
Let's start with the visiting Bulldogs at number four, a 5'4 freshman in Nora Wiedemann. Number five, a 5'7 freshman, Kaylin Kathman. And number 24, a 5'7 junior in Marley Obermeyer. Number 40, 5'11 junior in Allison Peters. And number 44, second part of that Twin Towers down there, 5'11 junior Lydia Haskamp. As for the Franklin County Wildcats, they're the home team tonight. They'll start things off with number 11, Nicole Mears. She's at standing tall at 6 feet, and she'll be joined by number 1, Madison Sunderhouse, also joined by number 25, Bailey Kaiser, number 4, Kendall Cox, and the second part of the Franklin County Twin Tires, along with Mears, checking in will be number 13, Ruby Singer.
And Coach was talking about Ruby and just a few moments ago, and while everybody focuses on Nicole, Singer may play a bigger role here tonight.
Yeah, definitely possible. We'll know pretty soon here. We'll step away for the playing of the national anthem and have live action here in just a sec.
On WRBI-FM, also WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
This January, Margaret Mary Health's excited to welcome Dr. Ed Negovetich to the medical staff. As a physiatrist, Dr. Negovetich uses a non-surgical approach to treat medical conditions that cause pain or limit function. Conditions he treats include sports injuries, concussions, arthritis, and spine, joint, muscle, and nerve pain. With over 15 years of experience in the field, Dr. Negovetich is committed to helping you regain strength, mobility, and independence. For an appointment, call 812-934-6638.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Franklin County High in Brookville, we're just about ready to start as the starters are being introduced. And Terrence, we are brought to the folks once again by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehring's, and of course our other great sponsors as well that we will get to shortly. This should be an amazing matchup, and as we said, those starters are going to be so important. A very different lineup for Batesville than we had last week.
Yeah, definitely a little break in the continuity because of the absence of Claire Sainer, but no doubt Mitchell Taylor knew coming into the night that Sainer was not going to be available, so no doubt he's reached down on that bench, perhaps pulled up some some subs from the JV, perhaps even, to help spell some minutes to get through this ballgame.
And he has available to come off that bench his strong three-point shooter, Sophie Gazelle, who's leading the team in trays at 50% of her attempts.
Well, yeah, if you're hitting it that high a clip, you're definitely going to find yourself playing some varsity basketball.
And certainly here tonight. And, of course, now with a massive pep band, it was a terrific national anthem clarinet solo here tonight. And there is Nicole Mears being introduced for the Franklin County Wildcats. She will be just as key as Allie Peters is for the Bulldogs. This should be an outstanding matchup. We're really glad to be able to bring it to you on WRBI. And this time of the season, Terrence, as you mentioned, the girls start earlier than the boys, so we are about halfway through. And this game, I don't think we can emphasize more, is just as critical as any.
Yes, no doubt about it. Again, the EIAC, very competitive. I think you even heard the coaches talk about how competitive basketball is in this part of the country, particularly in this conference. The EIAC Bulldogs in their road blues and the Wildcats in their home whites.
And so we are ready for the tip. Nicole Mears wearing the pink shoes tonight as well. Allie Peters controls the tip, and we are underway as the Bulldogs bring it up with Nora Wiedemann, the 5'4 freshman, getting the start tonight. And she's paired up at a guard spot with Kaylin Kathman, also a freshman. They didn't play last week for the Bulldogs, so this is a fairly new lineup for Batesville. And here is a jumper from the left side just outside the arc for Marley Obermeyer, and it went in and out, no good, rebounded by the Wildcats, and the first foul of the night charged to Obermeyer.
Yeah, she had a good look at it open as they worked the ball around the arc to kind of stretch that zone out, but just couldn't find the range.
Still scoreless, here come the Wildcats, and in the hands of Bailey Kaiser for the first time. She goes to the left wing, can't penetrate, gets it back up front to Kendall Cox, who goes over to the right. Cox has the ball in her hands once again, and there is, once again, that Madison Sunderhouse, the 5'5 point guard at number one, who is very critical for this Wildcat team. And there she is, taking the ball away from Wiedemann, retaining it for the Wildcats. Over to Singer on the left side for a jumper. It's just short and rebounded under there by Kendall Cox. And knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Here come the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was a good defensive play, and we talked about it before the start. Who would win out, the high-powered offense of these Wildcats or the stingy defense of the Dogs?
Just a minute into this one, we're still scoreless in Brookville. Here is Nora Wiedemann getting it inside to Allie Peters. Allie going up over two defenders and in for the first score of the game. Peters makes it 2-0.
Good shot there from Peters, able to make things happen.
And on the other end, it goes down quickly for Nicole Mears.
Good answer there.
So the Bulldogs bring it right back, and there is Obermeyer going into the corner. Now it's Peters one-handing it back up front to Kathman, and a jump shot from the lane by Wiedemann, I think, is no good. Off the back of the rim and out of bounds, it'll be a Wildcat ball. Full court pressure being applied by Batesville. Inbounding it for the Cats is Kaiser. And Bailey does get it in. Finally to Ruby Singer. Ruby brings it up across the line and against the second big post, Lydia Haskamp for Batesville. And we have another foul underneath.
That foul's going to go against, I believe. That's going to be
Lydia Haskamp. Yep. Her first, second team foul for the Bulldogs versus none for the Wildcats. Cats inbound. Send it directly to Mears. She's backing in on Peters. Double teamed by Peters and Haskamp.
And
it's
foul.
A second foul on Lydia.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, that's going to be a problem.
Two quick fouls like that, that's going to be a problem.
Lydia's going to have to come out and after the first shot by Mears. It's up and good. Score now 3-2, Franklin County. And Mears is replaced by 5'9 freshman Sydney Campbell, the freshman, getting a lot of playing time tonight so far for Batesville. Nicole Mears with her second. It's also good. She has all four Franklin County points. It is 4-2, Wildcats. And so here comes Wiedemann down to Obermeyer on the right wing. Goes inside. It's in the hands of Campbell for just a moment. She gets it back up front and over to the right wing for three. That is Marley Obermeyer.
Oh, good looking shot there for Obermeyer.
And the Bulldogs take the lead 5-4 with 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Ball goes out of bounds off the Bulldogs. It'll still be a Wildcat ball on their end to our left. Cats get the pass in. And it's quickly in the hands of Kaiser. And Bailey brings it inside for a short jumper. That makes it now 6-5 in favor of the Cats. Bulldogs bring you right back. Allie Peters. The one big still in for Batesville. She has her shot blocked by Sunderhouse, the 5'5 guard. And it comes down into the hands of Lila French for Franklin County. Has it stolen away by the Bulldogs once again. And Obermeyer puts up a rebound just in and out, not good. Kaiser with the rebound. And Bailey walked with that one. So the ball goes right back to Batesville. Terrence says the dogs inbound from midcourt. Nora Wiedemann, the freshman, and Kaylin Kathman, the freshman, are getting a lot more playing time than they did last week.
As we mentioned, that next woman up mentality. And as I said, we figured it'd be an opportunity for some of these underclassmen to spell some good minutes and show their worth.
Absolutely. Kathman goes to the left wing. She was about to pass down to Obermeyer, but just shuffled her feet slightly. So on the travel, the Wildcats get the ball, and they get full court pressure from the Bulldogs once again. Kaiser brings it up against Obermeyer. Dribbles to her left, spins in the paint at the line, gets it right back to Sunderhouse, and Madison goes in for a layup, misses it. Singer comes down with a rebound. Jump ball as the Bulldogs got their hands on it.
Yeah, it was good, good reaction there, that loose ball to try to get something going, but the Cats will get to extend this possession.
6-5 remains our score. Franklin County with the tenuous lead and jump ball on the floor.
And that kind of lets you know a little bit there, Jim. Back-to-back jump balls. Both teams working hard to get these loose balls.
Well, let's see. One official's calling a jump. One of them's calling it out. Touched by the Wildcats. And it looks like it is going to go to the Dogs. Oh, wait. Let's see.
I think someone may have tried to get a timeout in, but not in time. So, yeah, going to stay with the Dogs.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Wiedemann inbounds to Kathman. Kaylin brings it across midcourt, dribbles to her right, back to Nora, and there is a pass inside. Peters at the foul line, can't penetrate. It's over to the left wing. There's Obermeyer in the corner. No shot there. Back to Kathman. Wiedemann on the right side of the arc. Inside with it, once again, is Sydney Campbell, a 5'9 freshman. Very young lineup tonight. And this is a foul on Madison Sunderhouse. Her first team foul for the Bulldogs.
Not a lot of room to work in there.
Not at all.
This defense on both ends of the floor, very stingy.
So here's Kathman once again. Back to Wiedemann, right side, just outside the arc, covered by Sunderhouse. There's Obermeyer outside the arc left. She fakes a pass, gets it back to Wiedemann. Kathman tries to go to her right, can't do it. It's Obermeyer on the left side now. Wiedemann up front. Peters wings it over to Kathman. Kaylin puts up a jumper. She's partially blocked by Mears, and the ball comes down in the hands of the Wildcats. That is Kendall Cox bringing it up on the right side, and she's shooting a three. It is off the back of the rim, not there. Allie Peters with the rebound. Peters brings it across midcourt for the Bulldogs all by herself. Her teammates are around her. She thinks about a shot from the foul line, does not take it. Wiedemann now back to Peters from the free throw with that shot, and she's going to be shooting two from the line as she was tagged by the Cats. This foul is going to be charged to Kendall Cox. Her first, second team foul for the Wildcats. Peters with two of Batesville's 5 points so far. Make that three.
And that second foul for the Wildcats. Did they put that second foul on there?
That was on Kendall Cox. Second shot for Peters, also good. So she's got four. The Bulldogs have 7-6 over the Cats. 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Close ball game in the EIAC, as we expected. Wildcats almost fumbled away. Get it back to Sunderhouse. She's on the right wing. Back up front now to Cox. And Kendall goes left. She is fouled.
Cox, excuse me, Wiedemann, rather, got caught in the cookie jar there. She tried to reach in and poke that one away.
Absolutely. And the foul charge to Wiedemann, the freshman. That's going to be the fourth team foul for Batesville. They're going to have to watch it. They get it, the Cats do, to Cox, and then back to Sunderhouse. In the lane now, there's Mears up for the left-handed short jumper. 6 points so far for Mears. And it's 8-7, Wildcats. 2.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter.
Bulldogs showed patience earlier trying to work this zone. Let's see if they can do that here. Maybe a chance to take the lead.
Exactly. Peters on the right corner. Can't get inside. Gets it back to Obermeyer. Now it's over to Catherine on the left wing. She's double-teamed. Obermeyer has it again. Firing up three just off the glass. Not there. And that's pulled down by Ruby Singer. Yeah, Singer is going to be just as integral as Coach Van Meter told us coming into this one. Over on the right side, it is Ruby. And, oh, as she was looking for a pass, she shuffled her feet. Bad time to travel. Checking in for the Bulldogs, Claire Sainer is in there.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. We thought she was out, but Coach Taylor brings her in. Claire Sainer, the 5'7 senior, is on the floor. And here come the rest of the Dogs. Kathman on the right wing. She fires up three, and that's good.
Good look at that shot. Quick release. Nothing but net.
How about it for Kaylin Kathman? Wow. Makes our score 10-8. Batesville dribbling around a screen on the right side for the Cats. It is Kendall Cox. She's covered by the other number four, Wiedemann.
That made three-pointer by Kathman. That's the Bulldogs' first lead of the night, Jim. 10-8.
Nice. Minute 31 to go, and here is the inbound pass. Here's a long three for the Dogs, put up by Madison Sunderhouse. It's off the back of the rim, but Cox comes down with it. So more offense for Franklin County. Madison has it again, and there's Kaiser. And going inside, the ball deflected away by Peters, right into the hands of Kaylin Kathman. Kaylin comes over the left wing, shoots three. Off the back of the iron, not there. Sainer comes down with it, hands off to Obermeyer. Back to Sainer. At the foul line, it's Allie Peters. Short air ball, and that's going to be almost saved inbounds by the Dogs. And they're going to say, no, it is Wildcat ball. So Bailey Kaiser will inbound from the baseline. Still full court pressure applied by Batesville. 55 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's 10-8 Bulldogs. Kaiser coming down the lane on the right side, covered by Kathman. And they're going to get Kaylin for a foul there. Two shots coming.
Yes, they're over the limit now in this last minute. And I think you'll see teams be more aggressive, Jim, when they're in that situation late in the quarter and in the bonus. You'll see them be more aggressive.
50 seconds exactly remaining in the quarter as the first shot's up for Bailey Kaiser. It's not good. She still has 2 points on the night. All the rest for Franklin County have been scored by Nicole Mears. First, second shot is good. So that's three for Kaiser. And that makes our score 10-9. It's staying as tight as we anticipated. 40 seconds remaining now in the period. Kathman on the right wing for Batesville. Goes back up front to Wiedemann. Left wing, it's over to Obermeyer. No shot, no pass, so she gets it back to Wiedemann. Back to Kathman. They're going to kill some clock, and they pass this around. Sainer can't go through, and neither can Peters.
Looks like the Dogs are going to be satisfied holding for the last shot here in the quarter.
I think you're exactly right. 19 seconds remaining now. Kathman and Wiedemann just playing a little catch up front. Sunderhouse looking to defend. She comes out to the ball, and then Sainer has it at the foul line, gets it back out to Noah, and it's almost knocked away by the Cats, and that was a great play by Kendall Cox, but the Bulldogs recover in the backcourt. Here's Obermeyer for two at the horn, and just wide of the rim to the right. Our score at the end of a quarter is the Batesville Bulldogs 10, the Franklin County Wildcats 9. Second period action is next on WRBI FM, WRBIRadio.com. And hang on just a moment. We have a free throw coming for Obermeyer. Sorry about that.
Said she was fouled on the shot.
On the shot. And the second is up and good. So that gives Batesville another point. It is 11-9 at the end of the quarter. And now we'll be back. And that third place where you can hear us is, of course, the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Williams and Terrence Arney back at Franklin County High in Brookville, where we have a great girls game going on. Starting the second quarter, it's 11-9. Batesville over Franklin County. Nicole Mears is stuffed inside, and that is a big block for Madeline Haskamp, who's seeing her first action of the night right now, Terrence, and what a way to start.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We thought the defensive play from from the Bulldogs particularly could be part of the storyline tonight, and so far it has been.
Absolutely, and taking it up front is Sunderhouse for Franklin County. Now she goes to Ruby Singer on the left side, and that is another great play by Haskamp, breaking it up inside, and Nicole Mears has to try and save that ball. She does bounce it off one of the Bulldogs. Cats lucky to have that possession.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bulldogs active hands trying to get in these passing lanes and disrupt things a little bit.
Mears with 6 of the 11 Franklin County points in that first quarter. Here comes Sunderhouse now, winging it around, going to the right wing to Bailey Kaiser, and her shot is blocked by the Dogs, coming right back down. Claire Sainer, we thought was injured, but is in there and is taking it away from Nicole Mears for the Bulldogs.
That was two Bulldog blocks on that Wildcat possession. Come away empty, did the Wildcats. So defense standing tall
for Batesville for sure. A lot of defense on both ends, actually. And here is Kaylin Kathman to inbound on the baseline for Batesville. Kathman looking for someone to throw to. She's only got a second or two to do it. She finds Obermeyer, and she gets it back up front. Almost taken away there by Cox. And Kendall tips it away once again from Wiedemann, and we're going to have a foul. This is going to be charged to Kendall Cox, her second. Only the third team foul for Franklin County in the game, but with the new foul rules, we start over, right? So it's the first team foul.
That is correct.
I am thoroughly confused. 11-9 remains our score. Batesville with the slight lead. Here's Wiedemann over to the left wing. That to Kathman. Nora has it and dribbles around the circle to the right. She's covered by Sunderhouse out there. Kathman over to the left wing to Obermeyer. Cross courts it to Wiedemann. Three-pointer just off to the left side of the rim. Obermeyer tries to save it inbounds, and she can't quite. So it's going to be Bailey Kaiser to inbound for Franklin County. She gets it all the way down court to the newest player in the game, and that is Jalen Grimeson, and she's getting her first action of the night.
It's going to be a foul.
This is going to be on Sainer.
Yes.
With her second. This game is a Let's see. First team foul of the quarter.
Correct.
Batesville. Oh, man. I don't know if I'll get used to that this season. First shot for Grimerson is down. Good. And that makes our score even closer. It's 11-10 now. And Jalen can tie it with this one. Let's see. Shot is away. It is not good off the back of the iron and pulled down by the much smaller Nora Wiedemann for Batesville. Nora having a good game so far. She brings that up, goes to Kathman. Now here's Obermeyer from three. That's in and out, not there. Wiedemann tries for that rebound. It's put up by Sainer and in for two, and we have an injured Bulldog on the floor. That score by Sainer does make it 13-10.
She came down awkwardly after the made basket, and it was a noticeable thud on the floor when she goes down. I don't know, Jim, if her head made contact or not.
That's the freshman guard who's been playing so well tonight, Harris. Nora Wiedemann.
Excuse me.
Wow. So she's up and not limping or anything. She got stuck in the eye or something.
Yeah. She was attended to by the Franklin County trainer, so she will have to come out.
Gotcha.
For a beat.
All right, 6:24 remaining in the first half. It's 13-10 Batesville here at Franklin County. The long baseball pass once again from Kaiser down to Nicole Mears this time, and the layup is good. Mears now with 8 points on the night. It is 13-12. And Claire Sainer with a jumper for three from the right side for Batesville. Not there. Obermeyer comes down with a rebound. She's fouled, only going to the line for two.
They're going to put that on number 23.
Jalen Grimerson. Her first, second team foul of the quarter. 13-12 our score. Batesville looking to extend the lead and not on that first one. For Marley Obermeyer, who's one of their best free throw shooters, in fact. That's 75% on the season so far. Second one is good for Marley.
That makes it a 2-point game once again. Bulldogs 14, Wildcats 12, with 6 minutes left in this first half.
14-12, Batesville. What a game we have here for girls in the EIAC. Nicole Mears has the ball go off her, so it remains Bulldogs' ball. Coach Mitchell Taylor trying to get, it becomes Wildcat ball. Inbound, it comes from Sunderhouse to Kaiser. Oh. She has it blocked.
Wow.
And that by Madeline Haskamp, who had just come in a few moments ago. And all the way down the other end with a layup, it is Marley Obermeyer.
Turning good defense into quick offense once again.
And that puts the Bulldogs up by 4, 16-12. I believe, Terrence, that's the biggest lead either team's had tonight.
You are correct.
Ruby Singer with it underneath for Franklin County. Misses a bunny shot. That's pulled down by Allie Peters, who's back in. She launches one down to Obermeyer. Underneath, Madeline doesn't have a shot that time. Gets it back to Peters at the foul line. Over to the right side for a 3-point jumper. Woo! From Claire Sainer. In for a tray. 5 points this quarter for Sainer.
And that one rimmed all the way around the world, touched every inch of the rim before going down.
Man alive, 19-12, 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Batesville on top, and there is Grimerson handling the ball once again, getting it back to Kaiser, and now for a long jumper right side, Mears. Nicole not having the night she would like, even though she's the leading scorer for Franklin County. Bulldogs come away with the board, and putting it up almost in was Maddie Haskamp, but that rims out and comes down in the hands of Kaiser for the Wildcats. And then she gets it to Sunderhouse, who believes she was fouled underneath. But Peters comes away with that ball, and offensive foul. Offensive foul on Allie. She knocked Ruby Singer down there, who definitely had position.
Yes, easy call. But business is picking up here as we get to the latter minutes of the
business. Yes, that's what it is. Some interesting business and a timeout called by the Wildcats. We'll be right back with more action in a moment on WRBI-FM, the new WRBI app, and at WRBIRadio.com.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Williams and Terrence Arney back at Franklin County High in Brookville, and Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health help bring you our broadcast on this exciting Tuesday night here in Brookville. It is the girls' basketball contest that a lot of folks imagined between these two tough ball clubs. It is Batesville leading Franklin County 19-12 with 4:20 remaining in the first half. Madison Sunderhouse brings the ball down and immediately gets into a jump ball situation with Madeline Obermeyer of Batesville, and Obermeyer wins that one for the Bulldogs.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
So the Dogs bring it right back. Kaylin Kathman, a freshman. At point guard, going to the left, back to Obermeyer. At the foul line, it's in the hands of Campbell, but then over to Sainer on the right wing. Here's Obermeyer thinking about three, does not take it. Campbell inside, and then it is up from the left side outside the arc. No, on Obermeyer's three attempt, tipped out by the Wildcats. And I got to say, Clarence, the Terrence ball clubs has been pretty sharp tonight.
It really has. Turnovers have been lower than I thought because of the defensive nature of the game.
And here's Sainer on the right wing. Back to Kathman. Over to the left side, it is Obermeyer. She bounces right to Sainer. Now in the corner on the right side, Kathman bounces it in. And that is almost picked up by Maddie Haskamp. But she can't save it in bounds, so it goes back to the Cats. 19-12 remains our score. Batesville in the lead here in the Franklin County Gym with 3.5 minutes remaining in the half. Madison Sunderhouse has it briefly, goes underneath. There's Nicole Mears with a hook shot that is not good, but she's going to be shooting two free throws.
Mears looked good as she flashed right in front of the rim with that little hook shot, but left it a little short.
And the foul goes against...
I believe that's on Campbell.
Yes, Sydney Campbell. First shot for Nicole Mears is good. She's 3 of 3 on the stripe so far and has a total of 9 points. 3.5 minutes exactly remaining in the half. Mears' second is also rolling good. And
the Cats have got to be careful right here. Bulldogs looking to kind of run away with it as they built that lead all the way up.
Exactly. Cuts the deficit to 19-14. Sainer at the top of the key goes over to Kathman on the right side. Back to Sainer in for a layup. She goes over the rim, pulled down by Kaiser, and it's all the way down court for Sunderhouse. And the officials say the ball went off the Bulldogs, so this will be Wildcat ball under their bucket to our left.
And the Bulldogs faithful that made the short trip up to Brookville in total disagreement with that call.
Total. Wiedemann is back in after being shaken up a few minutes ago, and Allie Peters back in as well for Pittsburgh.
Good to see that.
Here is Mears driving in 1-on-2. Off the glass, good. That's the kind of play the Cats need from Nicole Mears.
A lot of contact, but they said it was all good. They're letting them play.
19-16, launching a three on the other end is Kaylin Kathman. It's off the rim, not there. Sunderhouse dropping back to track down a pass, a long one from Kaiser, and that one went out of bounds. It's going to be timeout on the floor with 2:52 remaining in the half. It's 19-16 Batesville. The Franklin County Wildcats coming back on WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And we are brought to you in part tonight as well by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, also Georgia's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Terrence Arney. What do the stats look like so far tonight? It's been a wild up-and-down ballgame for these two women's teams.
I'll give you the breakdown just according to the teams here in this first half, starting with the home team. They've got 16 points on 63% shooting.
63% shooting.
Yes. 45% on their two-point shots, 75% from the free throw line. As for the Bulldogs, they've got 19 points. They're shooting 30 from three, 38 from two, and 67 from the stripe.
And the Wildcats tip one away from the Bulldogs, but the Dogs get it back. And here is Sydney Campbell going to her right to Allie Peters. Can she save the ball inbounds? She can, but right into the hands of Nicole Mears. So the Wildcats are bringing it right back. It's Mears on Campbell at the foul line. Peters runs right past him and
ran into the trees there.
Nicole bounced off one of the Bulldogs, put up a hook shot. It was not good. Launched it all the way down the other end for Obermeyer. That goes out of bounds. It's Wildcat ball again.
Yeah, I said it before the break. Business has picked up here in these waning minutes of the first half.
A considerable pace on this floor. You're working up a sweat just watching this. And underneath, that is a nice pass to Ruby Singer in for her first score of the game. Singer making it 19-18. Can Batesville extend that lead again? There's an interception by Madison Sunderhouse, the point guard. She takes it up against the freshman Kaylin Kathman, backs out a bit, then is back to Singer underneath. She's working on the height of Peters, and they're going to say that Ruby traveled as she stepped around her.
Well, that Bulldog size bothered her just a little bit, caused her to try to renegotiate that shot, but when she did, picked up that pivot foot.
Yep, you can't change the foot when you realign. Doggone it. It's a minute and a half remaining in the half. 19-18 Batesville. Here's Kathman going left around a screen from Peters. Knocked out of her hands by the Cats, and Sunderhouse just missed getting her hand on that. It was tipped away off the Bulldogs by Kaiser. And I got to tell you, without scoring more than 3 points so far in this half, Terrence, Bailey Kaiser has been all over it for the Wildcats.
She really has been everywhere all the time.
Madison Sunderhouse dribbling in on on Nora Wiedemann, and she draws the foul. Good work there.
Well, you got to give her credit not being afraid to go into the trees. The smallest guard out on the floor is Sonderhouse.
Absolutely.
But she rushed her way right in there and picked up the foul.
I like the way Madison played last week, and she's doing it again tonight. Super aggressive, even though she's not scoring yet, and she is 0-for-1 so far. See if she can make this second and tie the game. It's away and good. Our score, 19-19.
Just like we thought it was going to be.
A minute 10 remaining in the half. Here's Kathman on the right wing for Batesville. Back to Kathman from Peters. She puts up three. Kaylin, the freshman, with her second tray of the game. And just like that, it's a 22-19 lead. 55 seconds remaining in the half. Kaiser inside, right side of the lane. Singer is double-teamed, gets it back to Kaiser. Now it's Sunderhouse. Here is Cox for three. Her shot was short off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Singer. She puts it up and can't get there. The Bulldogs come down with this. 39 seconds left in the half. They're up by three, 22-19. In the corner is Wiedemann. No problem from that fall she took earlier and getting knocked around a bit. Obermeyer.
Was that tipped?
Obermeyer goes after the ball. One official says it was.
It's going to say over and back.
It is going to say over and back against Batesville. So this is a big break for Franklin County.
Yeah, because now they have a chance to tie this up going into halftime when it looked like the Bulldogs were going to have at least a two-possession lead.
With a 30-and-a-half-second clock yet, and there is the stuff they would give Nicole Mears the big money for if they could. She drives in for a layup. That was pretty. Over two defenders.
Really was.
22-21, that makes our score. 15 seconds remaining in the half. Kathman getting instructions from Coach Taylor. She goes left. Here's Wiedemann passing back to the right to the corner. Obermeyer for three. It's good!
Big basket right there to close out this half.
Huge. 1 second. And
a foul? Nope.
It looked like another three-pointer for Franklin County at the horn.
But they don't count it.
They don't count it. Coach Van Meter is not thrilled with that non-call from the officials, but that's the way it's going to stay. 25-21 at halftime. Wow, we will compose ourselves and bring you the numbers to this half in just a moment. You're listening to girls basketball between Batesville and Franklin County on WRBI FM 103.9, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, Ivy, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And back here at Brookville at Franklin County High, you couldn't ask for a better girls basketball game. It is 25-21 at the break. The Batesville Bulldogs leading the Franklin County Wildcats. Jim Williams and Terrence Arney with you, brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. And Terrence, this was an incredible half. I've got some of the scoring here unofficially, but what are the stats that you're seeing so far?
Well, let's just go into the box score, if you would, really Please. Quickly here, and I'll show you what we've got here. We'll start off with Franklin County. Franklin County, 21 points there in that first half, and on that, 50% from the floor, 7 of 14 shooting, 7 of 10 from the free throw line.
Hot shooting both ways for any team.
Yeah, but it was the three-pointers that weren't doing as well as they wanted. I'm showing 0 for 4
yep.
from beyond the arc there for Franklin County.
Now they do not have one that's gone down yet.
Yeah, so we'll switch that up and take a look at Batesville. As a squad, they're shooting overall field goal percentage 40%, 8 of 20. 4 of 6 from the free throw line, and they're shooting 5 of 12 from three-point land. That's 42% from 3, and that really has been the difference in this game.
And good enough to get it done
yes.
tonight.
Yes.
So in the first half, unofficial scoring, from me, as Allison Peters with only 4 points on a bucket and two free throws in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. It is Marley Obermeyer with 10 yep. on a pair of threes and another field goal and some free throws. Then it is Kaylin Kathman with a pair of trays, including a critical one at the end of the half. It is Claire Sainer, who we thought wasn't going to play, but has a bucket and a tray, and 5 points total on the game unofficially. For the Franklin County Wildcats, Nicole Mears leads the way as expected with 14. She's just been all over it, however, fairly quiet in yes. being all over it.
Well, she came to life late.
Yes.
Late in that second quarters when she really kind of found her way, if you would.
Absolutely. Ruby Singer has been battling inside and playing a bigger role than she did last week in Franklin County's game, but only has 2 points, a bucket there in that second quarter. It's a bucket and a free throw for Bailey Kaiser, who has been all over it away from the ball, setting things up, getting great passes down the floor for the Cats. And then it's a one free throw for Madison Sunderhaus, the all-everything point guard. And Jacqueline Grimeson came in for a while early in that second quarter and put in one or two free throws. It is 25-21 at the break. Terrence, what do we look for in this second? It could be wild out here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Bulldogs, and you said it exactly right, they have done enough to maintain the lead and stay in front.
Correct.
After one, they led 8-9. They build upon that in that second quarter. It was a 14-12 quarter, and that's what I mentioned. The Wildcats kind of found their way in that second quarter and started to come on.
Yep.
And they did it at the exact right time because the Bulldogs had built, if I'm not mistaken, a lead up to almost to 6, and it looked like they were getting ready to run away with it. But that's when the Cats really got going, and Nicole Mears
yes.
really found her way and started really working inside and getting things to go.
And you know, the incongruency in the stats is something that we've seen about Batesville because uh-huh. we marveled at this coming up as the team stats going into the contest. Franklin County's been averaging 47.3 points a game, while Batesville has only averaged 24.4
right.
per game.
Right.
And they've gotten surpassed that in the first half here tonight. Also, only 12 rebounds per game for Batesville versus 32 per contest for Franklin County. And so it's been enough. As we said, it's just been fun to watch for sure.
Yeah.
And I hope fun to listen to.
It has definitely been a great game. And I think, you know, I think back to a countdown to tip off and some of the comments from these coaches in terms of what they expected. And Kyle Van Meter said, hey, you know, they got bigs, we got bigs, I'll take my chances with my bigs.
Yeah.
And late in that quarter, you could understand him saying that. Early on, the Bulldogs' bigs, at least from the defensive end of things, kind of had their way. Several block shots, those big bodies kind of causing some of the smaller guards to have to, you know, rework, renegotiate some shots, things of that nature. But to Van Meter's point, late in that second, it was the Franklin County bigs that really started to come on a little bit, put some more pressure on there, and we saw, you know, the smallest person on the floor.
Madison Sunderhaus.
And Sunderhaus just took it right into those bigs, took it right into the chest, and created some conflict there in terms of the foul trouble that some of the Bulldogs are finding themselves in.
Yeah, that young lady is not afraid of anything at all. And real quickly, you got to talk to Coach Mitchell Taylor last night on Coach's Corner.
Yep.
And what did he tell you last night that he didn't tell us in advance of the game?
Well, you know, he obviously had a chance to scout and do his homework. And he mentioned he wasn't really sure what they were going to see defensively. He said, you know, he noticed that they'd been playing more of this 2-3 zone and they weren't manning up, but he wasn't buying that. He was feeling like that was a little smoke screenish and that they were going to see more of this man-to-man defense. But he thought that they could rely on their shooters from the outside, and you saw that with Kathman hitting those two big threes. It wasn't so much
the freshman Kaylin Kathman. Yeah. I always have to remind myself.
Yes. And it wasn't so much that she had so many threes. There are only two,
right,
but they were so timely.
Yes.
It's when she made those threes, it really made a statement, and she's definitely left her imprint on this game.
They say timing is everything. Let's pause for 1 minute, and we'll get the second half underway. It's 25-21 at the break. Batesville leading Franklin County on WRBI, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Terrence Arney ready to start the second half between the Franklin County and Batesville girls. Brought to you by Eisen's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. And here comes Bailey Kaiser to throw the first inbound pass of the half for the Wildcats of Franklin County. Bailey gets it into Kendall Cox, and we're underway. Kendall spins in front of Caitlin Kathman to bring it across midcourt. Loses the dribble for a second, but gets it back. Now Madison Sunderhouse on the right wing, takes it back to the left. She's working against the defense of Nora Wiedemann, who got the start tonight as a freshman. Sunderhouse going to Ruby Singer, has it picked off, and that was knocked away inside by Lydia Haskamp, who started the second half for Batesville. She gets the ball now, quickly out front to Kathman again, back to Haskamp, and here's Allie Peters trying to go baseline. She gets in Nicole Mears in front of her, has to give it back to Haskamp. Now it's Kathman over to Obermeyer in the left corner. She's back in front to Wiedemann. Bulldogs moving the ball pretty well here in the opening moments of the third quarter. There is another tall pass from Haskamp to Peters, back to Haskamp, and Lydia can't handle it, gets it back to Allie, up for two, no, and it is Kaiser who comes down with it. Good rebound there. Nicole Mears takes it up front to Cox underneath the Ruby Singer, in for two. Singer with the first pair of the second half.
Nice work there for Singer to get that one to go.
And it's down 25-23, Batesville. At the line, just inside it for two. That's the first score tonight for Lydia Haskamp. And so 44 has a pair right there. 27-23 now. 6.5 minutes to go in the third. Just underway. It is right of the lane, Ruby Singer, and she has it knocked away, but it goes off Ruby's hand, so it's going to be Batesville ball, Terrence.
Yeah. Bulldogs, they showed that same patience that they started the game off with on that previous possession, but you can see Franklin County's trying to speed them up a little bit.
Yep. You got to try and get your opponent out of their comfort zone, and that's where the Bulldogs are. Kathman now being pursued by Sunderhouse, gets it back to Wiedemann. Now it is Obermeyer. And up front to Wiedemann. Kathman on the right wing, underneath, and up for a rebound putback. First score of the second half for Allie Peters. She only has 6 points on the game, but she is always a key. 29-23 now, and coming right back with it, there's Ruby Singer with a pair. Her fourth point of the half for Franklin County, it's 29-25.
And this pace is starting to pick back up, and that favors the Wildcats. They want to be out and running.
Kaiser picks a ball off in the backcourt from Batesville. Bailey brings it all the way up toward the baseline. She's being harassed by Obermeyer, gets it back to Sunderhouse. Point guard handles it, goes to Singer, who backs in the lane and is fouled, going to be shooting two. That was a big one, Terrence, against Lydia Haskamp.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you can see, again, pace favors Franklin County, whereas the Bulldogs are trying to grind this thing out and make it muddy.
So, trailing 29-25, Ruby Singer's on the stripe for a pair. 5:19 to go in the third quarter. First one's good. Lydia only had 2 points in the first half. She has five in this half already. 29-26. And checking out is Lydia Haskamp with three fouls. Second shot from Singer, also good, drawing the Cats closer yet, 29-27, 5:17 to go in the third. It is Kalen Kathman going to Wiedemann on the right wing for Batesville. Now it is Obermeyer, left wing, back up front, Kathman controlling things between the circles. Wiedemann down to the corner to Peters. Alley tries baseline, can't get there because Nicole Mears is in her way, and they say that went out of bounds off Nicole, so it'll remain baseball ball.
Hey.
What a season Mears is having. A season Peters is having.
They both are. And
Kathman to inbound and gets it to Sydney Campbell, who is knocked down, and there's a foul in there somewhere. Let's see.
Campbell that checked in recently for Haskamp. So
this is going to be Mears with her first foul of the game. Out of bounds for the Bulldogs on the baseline. Kathman goes to Peters. Back up front to Wiedemann now. Kathman on the left wing almost had an opening. Sunderhaus cut her off. 4:45 to go in the third. 29-27 Batesville. Wiedemann on the wing. Goes around a screen. Down the lane. Double teamed. And trying to get the ball away from her is Kaiser. Bailey got her hand on it. Where's the possession arrow go? Right back to the Dogs.
Yeah. You can see the intensity picking up here, on the, especially on these loose ball, these 50-50 type balls.
Absolutely. 4:39 to go in the third. 29-27 Batesville. Allie Peters, right of the circle, gets it back between them to Wiedemann. The freshman, Nora, looking very, very sharp tonight. Certainly a varsity player. There is Campbell over to Kathman underneath.
Nice
and to Obermeyer. Just off the bottom of the rim for Obermeyer. The ball comes down in the hands of Bailey Kaiser. Now Sunderhaus has it inside to Singer for Franklin County. She ties the game. Singer makes it 29-all.
Good work by Singer moving without the ball. Made a nice cut to the baseline. Got that up and over pass and put it in.
Singer with all 10 points so far this, 8 points so far this quarter for Franklin County, and we'll stay right here with 4:08 to go in the third. We're 29-all now, Terrence. What do these teams do at this point?
Well, if you're Franklin County, you like the way that you've come out here in this third quarter. You've tried to control the game with pace, and you've kind of, as you mentioned, made the Bulldogs uncomfortable. Bulldogs wanted to slow this thing down, pass it all the way around the floor. And the Cats are saying, no, sir. They've kind of hurried them up. They've been able to get up and down the floor quickly, and that's why this game is tied.
Absolutely. I got to say, Marley Obermeyer's had a heck of a ball game for Batesville. She has been all over the place and racking up 10 points in that first half. Hasn't scored here in the second, but I think we're going to see some big things from number 24 again. Yes, Kalen Kathman with it now over to Wiedemann on the right wing for Batesville, going under 4 minutes remaining in this third quarter, tied to 29 here at Franklin County. Obermeyer is between the circles now. She goes back to Kathman on the left wing. There's Campbell at the left of the free throw circle. She goes back to Kathman between the circles is Wiedemann, right side Obermeyer, no opening underneath, and Claire Sainer is back in, and the Bulldogs lose a little height when Claire is in there, but great defensive play there for the Dogs. They tip it away, and Kaiser brings it up. There is Kendall Cox dribbling against Kathman, and oh, they're going to say Kendall traveled before she got that pass away to Sunderhaus.
And it's been a relatively clean game as far as turnovers. Hasn't been a lot of them, but that one's a costly one.
That could be. 29-all remains our score with 3:28 remaining in the third quarter. Batesville Bulldogs bringing it up. Crossing the midcourt stripe, rather, is Kalen Kathman. Back to Wiedemann. Nora wants to go right, and she goes left to Kathman. It's Obermeyer now, just outside the arc. Covered by Cox. Wiedemann covered by Sunderman. Or Sunderhaus, rather. Over to the right wing, it goes to Obermeyer, and an errant pass inside. It's picked off by Kendall Cox. Here come the Cats.
Looking to take the lead here on this possession.
Kendall goes just left and misses it, but Ruby Singer puts it back for two. Singer, the heroine of this half for the Franklin County Wildcats. They're up 31-29 now. 2:43 remaining in the third. There's a high pass, but Kathman goes to get it. The freshman guard playing very well tonight. Both freshman guards playing very well tonight for Batesville. Obermeyer, now Campbell at the line. She's one on two and has it deflected underneath. Singer tries to get that rebound. It's a jump, and Singer was in there. Where's the possession go? Allie Peters checks back in along with Maddie Haskamp, and the ball goes to Franklin County. Now with a two-point lead, 2:25 to go in the third. Wow. 10 points in the second half for Franklin County, all scored by Ruby Singer. And here's Haskamp taking it away from Nicole Mears. Haskamp dribbling three-quarter court, getting it away to Allie Peters. She releases it to Obermeyer. Jumper for three, no, and Singer with the rebound. Jump ball, and that one's going to go to Batesville. The last one went to the Wildcats.
You got
to
give some credit there for Haskamp, the freshman, going in there on Singer that? To tie her up like that.
Yeah. A couple of Haskamp sisters on this Batesville squad, and looking for motion to finally get it to get the ball inbounds, and they're going to say Singer fouled Haskamp. Yes, and Ruby Singer with only her first of the game, I believe it is. Second team foul of the quarter for Franklin County, and there is Kaiser trying to take it away. She gets it to Kendall Cox. Franklin County steals that ball away from Batesville. Minute 45 remaining in the third. Sunderhouse on the left wing tries to get it underneath the Singer, taken right out of her hands by Mobermeyer. Minute 40 remaining. Sunderhouse tries to get it back. Can't quite. Kathman has it now for Batesville. Dribbling against Cox. There's a three attempt and just off the rim for Nora Wiedemann. And boy, that was close.
Well, Kathman has passed up a couple of good looks at threes I thought that she would definitely take, but instead she passed that one off to Wiedemann.
And she had two trays in that first half.
Yes.
Here is Maddie Haskamp with the inbound. This one goes to Allie Peters. Backing in on Mears. Can't get it away. Back to Kathman. At the foul line. Up for two. It off the back of the rim. But Peters comes back with a rebound. Can she get it over Mears? No. Nicole comes down with a rebound after partially blocking that shot. And Nicole brings it up herself. One of the best athletes at Franklin County High, boys or girls. And it is Sunderhouse now handing it back to Nicole. Into the lane. One on three she goes and is fouled.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be Haskamp. Got her hand caught there, reaching in on Mears.
It is, in fact, Maddie Haskamp, the 5'10 freshman. The young player is doing very well for the Bulldogs tonight. Inbound on the baseline from Mears goes to Kaiser, tipped away by freshman Kaylin Kathman. She comes all the way down and is fouled on the way to a layup on the floor. This will be Kendall Cox. I believe that's her third of the game. It is.
Yes.
31-29 remains the Franklin County lead. 57 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Checking in for the second time tonight is Jacqueline Grimerson, the 5'10 sophomore, giving Kendall Cox a break on her third foul. Inbounding on the baseline, Kaylin Kathman for Batesville. And can she get
help? She needs help.
And 5 seconds. Couldn't get the help.
No, that Batesville really slow to rotate over there. I don't think they got the timeout, did they?
The officials say it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. Thanks to John Hyland in the studio for all his great work. So in these 30 seconds, what do these teams say? That was shocking, the lack of movement that the Batesville had.
Yeah, the Bulldogs, and this is a good timeout for Coach Taylor here because he's got to get his attention of his ball club because they are letting this game start to slowly slip away. Yes, it's just a two-point ball game, but they've been in control this whole time.
Correct.
So he's got to get their attention. They got to get back to what they were doing before and dictating the ball game instead of having it dictated to them.
And remember, we were 29-29 at, 25-21 at halftime.
Right.
But the Bulldogs have only scored 4 points in this third quarter, and the Wildcats have had Ruby Singer score 10.
And that, that's the first quarter that the Wildcats have won in this contest so far. So you can see a changing of the tide and where number 11 just said, hey, get on my back, and they have.
Here comes Kendall Cox back in the game after a breather, and she gets back to Bailey Kaiser. Kaiser's on the left wing. Into the corner she goes to Mears, that big number 11. Here is Cox back to Kaiser at the midcourt circle. Cox once again, 38 seconds remaining in the quarter. Mears stuck in the left corner, and Kathman, the freshman, was covering her and doing a nice job. And it looks like Maddie Haskamp went down, but no foul there.
So another collision as they go in for that ball, for that loose ball.
Ball remains in the hands of the Wildcats, tipped out of bounds by Maddie Haskamp. No, excuse me, by Sydney Campbell. Another freshman playing well for Batesville tonight. 29 and a half seconds left in the quarter. 31-29 remains the Franklin County lead. Madison Sunderhouse, double teamed up front, and ball taken right out of her hands by Maddie Haskamp. She gets it underneath to Allie Peters. Now to Nora Wiedemann, and off the glass for two. Wiedemann's first score of the game.
A nice hustle play there by Wiedemann.
Ties it at 31 with 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. There he is, Kaiser. Over to Sunderhouse in for a layup. No, Singer puts it back up. She's fouled before the buzzer. She'll be shooting two.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big, big play with zeros on the clock.
Ruby's 2 of 2 in this second half. Wow. 31 all. First shot for Ruby is short off the front of the rim. She's 2 of 3 on the line tonight.
Jim, I've always felt when they send the shooter out there with no noise and nobody along the lane, it's harder to make that shot.
That's an interesting question of concentration. Absolutely. Second one is good, however, and after three, it's a one-point lead for the Franklin County Wildcats. Back with the fourth quarter after this on WRBI-FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI Rap. App.
Finding heart problems early can add years to your life and ensure you're healthy for what lies ahead. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital to offer an affordable vascular screening for just $49. This 30-minute screening is recommended if you are 60 and older or over the age of 50 and have risk factors for heart disease. Appointments are available at Margaret Mary's main campus every Tuesday. For an appointment, call 812-933-5602.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Williams and Terrence Arney back at Franklin County High in Brookville. And we're brought to you tonight by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. We've got the girls' basketball game of the season that we've seen so far.
So
at least
true.
That I have
so
in
true.
My week and a half. 32-31, the Franklin County Wildcats with the ball and taken away by the Batesville Bulldogs. That's Allie Peters driving all the way for a layup that's good. Peters.
A nice hustle play there by Allie to get the steal and then take us our time to make sure she delivers on the other end.
Re-giving the Bulldog lead. 33-32, and now it's another tip away by Peters to Nora Wiedemann. Peters in for another layup.
Back-to-back layup by Peters, and the Bulldogs and their active hands have showed up here to start the fourth.
35-32 now Batesville. There's Sunderhouse cross-courting it to Kaiser underneath the Singer. Off the glass, she's fouled again. Ruby will be shooting another pair. Ruby with 11 points all in that third quarter. That was the difference for Franklin County.
So second foul called on Wiedemann.
Nora Wiedemann, the freshman, having a heck of a game as a starter. First shot by Ruby Singer, the sophomore at 6 feet, is not good. 35-32 remains our score. Second one is good.
Split the pair on our last trip as well. Bulldogs by two.
two. And Singer is the only scorer of the second half for Franklin County. They need to get more players involved, including Nicole Mears, all-everything, who has not been everything yet tonight. Here is, once again, Lydia Haskamp at the foul line for Batesville, another six-footer. Can't get anywhere with the ball. Gives it back to Wiedemann. Now out to Obermeyer. There's Kaylin Kathman. 6:50 remaining in the game in regulation. 35-33. Taken away by Mears and the Wildcats. Nicole dribbles across. Goes to Kendall Cox for a three. It's off the front of the rim. Battled for underneath. Wiedemann comes away with the rebound for Batesville. And bring you right back against Madison Sunderhouse. A good dribble. And it's back in the hands of Haskamp. Now Kathman between the circles, near midcourt. Harassed a bit by Sunderhouse, but no foul there. Gets it back to Wiedemann. Kathman thinks about a shot, and from the corner, Obermeyer takes it. Up for the rebound is Singer, and it's pulled away by Wiedemann. Bulldogs retain possession, leading 35-33, with 6 minutes, 5 seconds remaining in regulation. Wiedemann down to the left corner to Allie Peters. Back up front, it goes to Obermeyer.
And now the Bulldogs back to taking the air out of the ball here.
They sure are. 5:50 remaining. And here is Peters. Bounces it underneath. Intended for Haskamp. Taken away by Madison Sunderhouse, the tiny point guard and smallest player on the floor. Doing a heck of a job, as she always does for Franklin County. The foul on Kaylin Kathman. Only her, well, I shouldn't say only, but it's her third of the game. And no shots. Two team fouls this half, or this quarter, for Batesville, and none for Franklin County. Coming out is Haskamp.
Haskamp for Haskamp on that side.
Her sister comes in for her, and there is a long three by Kendall Cox. Not good. Ruby Singer rebounds, puts it up, partially blocked. Sainer with the rebound.
That's a foul. Going to go against, I believe, Mears.
Let's see. Yes, it was Nicole Mears, her second of the game. And so the ball is awarded to the Bulldogs with their tenuous two-point lead, 35-33, 5:29 remaining in regulation.
And, Jim, it's an interesting strategy when you, quote-unquote, take the air out of the ball and you slow things down. That's great as long as you can continue to score.
That's something the Bulldogs have not done consistently. Exactly right. So Wiedemann has it now, going to Obermeyer. Marley's on the right side. Remember, she's one of Batesville's best foul shooters if she gets fouled late in the going here. Wiedemann on the left wing between the circles. To the foul line she goes to Peters. Underneath to Claire Sainer. Hook shot, good.
Good work for Sainer. Slipped down that back, down the baseline, through the back door. Found herself all alone, laid it in 4-2.
Sainer's first score of the second half gives her 7 on the game. We thought she wasn't going to play at all due to injury, but she has been key for the Bulldogs. Here's Madison Sunderhouse. Looping one over Kathman into the hands of Kaiser. Now it's on the left wing for a three from Kendall Cox. No, and Singer chasing that ball, knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be Batesville ball. 37-33, the Bulldogs with the lead. 4:34 remaining in regulation in this one. Coming to you live from Franklin County. Here's Kaylin Kathman. Pressed in the backcourt by Sunderhouse. High dribble at midcourt. She has to pick it up. Give it to Allie Peters. Peters going around the right side against the other big gun in the game, Nicole Mears. What a matchup they are. It is Wiedemann. Now over to Obermeyer. Midcourt just outside the foul circle. Covered by Kaiser there. 4:10 remaining in regulation. Ball out of bounds in front of the Batesville bench. Knocked out by the Wildcats. Wiedemann will inbound right next to Coach Mitchell Taylor, who told Terrence all about this game on Coach's Corner last night. Wiedemann can't find anyone to throw into. She finally does.
Almost another violation.
Yep, they had the time thing happening once earlier, and that cost the Bulldogs. Here's Wiedemann once again. Covered by Cox once again. Number four on number four. Claire Sainer working against Ruby Singer. Singer bounces the one underneath to Obermeyer for a layup. It's in and out. No good. Pulled down by Kaiser.
Great backdoor cut, but wasn't there on the execution.
Exactly. Kaiser. Now Singer underneath from Sunderhouse, and there's two off the glass. Ruby Singer making it happen for for Franklin County, and she's the only scorer they have in the second half, doing it all herself. It's 37-35 now, 3:40 remaining, and we'll stay here once again. The pep band finally firing up again. First time this half, I believe,
yes,
for Franklin County. Wow. Ruby Singer will be a super heroine if the Bulldogs, or excuse me, if the Wildcats can, yep, pull this out. She is the only girl in the hoop this half, including Nicole Mears.
And this is what Coach Taylor was talking about on Coach's Corner. He wasn't buying that they were going to play all of this zone. And as you can see, the Wildcats have gone back to a very aggressive man-to-man. And that was more of what they were anticipating, at least what he was anticipating. And it's definitely been effective for him.
Boy, these coaches know each other well, don't they?
They do. They do. No secrets here in the EIAC.
14 points in the second half for Franklin County, all scored by Ruby Singer. Watch for number 13 to get the ball regularly the rest of this 3:35. 37-35, Batesville with the lead. Here's Marley Obermeyer dribbling against Kendall Clark for, Kendall Cox, rather, for the Wildcats. And we have a foul as that ball went out of bounds. This is going to be on Singer, Ruby's second of the game.
And I like the aggressive nature of Obermeyer. She was thinking go to the basket the whole,
yes,
time.
She's always thinking that, it appears. Absolutely. And Sydney Campbell is back in, the freshman for Batesville. She passes it back to Kaylin Kathman. Kathman comes around the circle, dribbling into three and up for two.
Whoa, up and under and through for Kathman.
Wow. What a shot it was. Straight up in the air and in. Big score for number five. It's 39-35. 3 minutes remaining. There's three for Kendall Cox. It is short, but Singer comes in for the rebound. She's going to be shooting two free throws.
Cox has gone cold from outside, but doing the dirty work underneath.
Singer. Absolutely. Third foul on Sydney Campbell, who's having a pretty nice game otherwise. Ruby Singer back on the stripe, the only scorer this half for Franklin County. First shot clanks off the front of the rim.
And that has been her MO here in the second half. She's split every time she's gone through the free throw line.
Every time. It's wild. 2:57 remaining. Singer. Will her team closer? Can she? Yes. By one. 39-36 now. 2:57 on the clock. Kathman bringing it up and having a heck of a game as a freshman. Going over to her right wing, that is Sydney Campbell. Campbell bringing it up front. Another freshman. Back to Kathman. What a young team it is for Batesville. And there, shooting from just inside the arc, was, Lydia Haskamp. Not good. Rebounded by Kathman and thrown just past the Wildcat defenders. It was Nicole Mears who knocked it out of bounds, so it remains Bulldog ball. 2:34 remaining. This is in the Batesville front court. They lead 39-36. And Obermeyer looks to inbound. She finally gets it away. And they get it to Peters. Off the pass from Haskamp.
Peters couldn't find the range there on the bunny.
All over the rim, not good. It's still 39-36. Here's Sunderhaus. Over to Cox for three for Franklin County. It's tied at 39.
And that's what they say. Shooter's gonna shoot. She'd missed her previous three-point attempts. But this one was true.
What a shot and timing for Kendall Cox. 39 all, 2:05 remaining in regulation. Terrence and I will be right back to wrap this one up in a moment on WRBI-FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And voicing those sports tonight, Terrence Zarni, along with yours truly, Jim Williams. And Terrence, we have had a heck of a girls game here, and it ain't over yet. 2:05 remaining, 39 all between the Franklin County Wildcats and the Batesville Bulldogs. What a rivalry it must be. I'm anxious to see the next game in this series after this one.
Well, it is incredible that we've played all of this basketball. We've had all of these collisions and points scored and steals and fouls only to be tied up 0-0, so man, to speak, with 2 minutes left to go.
Super young players for Batesville really coming through tonight, and getting the pass in to a junior, Allie Peters, was Kaylin Kathman. Kathman has been critical, and look at that. It is Sunderhouse almost stealing it away. Goes back over to Peters on the right side for Batesville. Backing in is Haskamp, and she is blocked by the Wildcats. Gets the ball back at the foul line. Ruby Singer is in there, and it's Madison Sunderhouse who takes the ball away. She's driving one on two and comes back out to get a pass away. Minute 35 left. 39 all our score.
These possessions become so important here going down the stretch.
Kaiser going to the left side to Cox, who is the only scorer besides Singer in this quarter with a critical three a moment ago. Nicole Mears has not scored and in this half.
Peters and just D'ing her up so good. Won't let her get anywhere near the rim.
It's incredible. And Kaiser now gets it back to Sunderhouse. Madison doesn't drive in. Gets it to Ruby now. Over her back is Haskamp. Layup good. Singer for two.
Sold out for the steal, or the block, rather, and Singer was able to make her pay on the miss.
Absolutely. And so here are the Bulldogs with 55 seconds and a timeout for Coach Taylor. We'll stay here. And Terrence, wow, what a hoop that was at the right time, Ruby Singer knowing it.
It was a big, but it's more than that, too. It was the big hoop there by Singer, but Sunderhouse not giving up. She thought she had a steal, went to tumble to the floor, got up off the court, and found that ball, tracked it down, and did eventually, in fact, get the steal.
Absolutely.
That's what created the additional opportunity for the Wildcats, that next possession. And as Singer was going in, you saw Peters, I believe it was, come from behind and sold out for the steal and just barely missed it, but that left a wide open lane to the basket.
We could not have a tighter, closer, more back and forth game than this by a couple teams of outstanding young women.
Yes.
55.1 seconds remaining. That could become critical. 41-39, the Franklin County Wildcats having a lead for the moment.
Yes.
Over the Batesville Bulldogs.
And they haven't had many leads, and it's never been more than 2 points.
Correct. And only two scorers in this half for Franklin County. We can't emphasize that enough. Most of them, the great majority, scored by Ruby Singer. But Kendall Cox came on with a tray
at
exactly the right time.
A big three by Cox, and Singer has just gone pretty much unconscious in this second half.
55.1 seconds. Here we go into the 53s. Here is Nora Wiedemann for Batesville, dribbling right. And look at that.
Again.
It's taken away by Madison Sunderhouse. Layup is off the front of the rim and knocked out by the Bulldogs, but they're going to say it is Bulldog ball.
Yes.
So I guess Madison got her hand on that.
So 42 seconds here, and again, Sunderhouse with the huge defensive play.
As the tiniest player on the floor. 41-39 our score. 35 seconds now. Here is Nora Wiedemann. Underneath it goes to Kaylin Kathman. Bottom of the rim, no good. Singer with a rebound. She's fouled hard, but no call.
Where is the arrow? Possession arrow favors the Dogs.
That's where it goes. And Coach Van Meter can't believe there was no foul, and the Wildcat fans can't either.
They're letting them play.
They sure are. And no jump either, so 20, or on the possession arrow, I should say. It goes to the Logs, as Terrence said.
Get it in.
29 seconds left.
And Mitchell Taylor saves them with the timeout.
With the timeout, because that was almost going to be a longer whistle. And so we'll stay here once again. Terrence, this is fabulous. I love girls and women's basketball for this reason. It can be so even when it doesn't appear to be.
Yeah, you're so right about it, and there's just so many individual storylines here, whether it's just the defensive tenacity here late of Sunderhouse, or what about these Batesville freshmen?
Oh, man.
They are in the pressure cooker here.
Absolutely.
Tonight. And Kathman being charged to bring that ball up the floor with the defensive-minded Sunderhouse, just all in her jersey. They were sharing the same jersey coming up the floor.
Oh, yeah. Nora Wiedemann has played great tonight. So has Sydney Campbell. So has Maddie Haskamp. And Kaylin Kathman has just been genius at the point guard. Four freshmen key roles. And Kathman gets the ball right here on the out-of-bounds line, the baseline, rather, I should say, on the out-of-bounds play. 28 seconds left. It's 41-39. And there's three to take the...
I believe it's a
two. No, they're going to call it two. They're going to call it two to tie from Marley Obermeier.
Big
41
bucket.
All. 15 seconds left. Franklin County with the ball. And up for a two-point lead. Was that Nicole Mears?
I believe that was Kaiser, I believe.
It was Kaiser. Bailey Kaiser for a score.
And a last-second heave from the Bulldogs. That one goes out of bounds. Did not draw iron. Didn't touch anything. So a turnover, if you would.
Wow.
And this is the thing, Jim, in these situations that I hear coaches talk about all the time. You've got more time than you think you have.
There.
That last shot was rushed perhaps just a bit. And I think Coach Taylor maybe either wanted a timeout or wanted to be able to take their time and get a good look and not a rushed shot.
So that timing may have been why it was off. And
yes.
Now they don't have enough time.
Exactly.
It needs to touch somebody's hand and go up and in. 0.9 seconds remaining on the clock. It is Franklin County now leading 43-41 on the late shot that came down from Bailey Kaiser.
I believe it was Kaiser that got that two-point basket, and you
wow.
could tell she was so focused because, couldn't believe she was all alone underneath. And she didn't want to do too much.
Well, you know, she's been a terrific defender all night.
Yes.
Not really owed some points, but it'd be nice to see her have some. And
sure.
So she does now in a critical position.
And this is what's tough about these type of games, Jim. Both teams played well enough to win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a game we have had. Here we go. 0.9 seconds on the clock. Bailey Kaiser to inbound in front of the defense of Maddie Haskamp for Batesville. Let's see what happens. 1.4 seconds on the clock. He put an extra half second on. And
that's going to do it.
Kendall Cox dove for that ball at the horn, and that is it. Our final. Franklin County pulls it out at home. The final. The Wildcats 43, the Batesville Bulldogs 41. We'll be back to recap it and hopefully talk to Coach Kyle Van Meter in just a moment on WRBI FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so's the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Back in Brookville at the conclusion of this epic girls match between the Batesville Bulldogs and the Franklin County Wildcats. Cats come away with the final score of 43-41. And joining us for a moment is Coach Mitchell Taylor of the Bulldogs. And Coach, we talked last night at Coach's Corner. This was everything a girls' game or anybody's game could be, and it was just a thriller to watch. And thanks to your team for making it exactly that way.
Yeah, you guys can hear me all right, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Coming in tonight, and I talked about it with you on the pregame show, we knew it was going to be a tough place to play. For the most part, you know, I mean, we battled throughout the whole game. There were times where they took the lead back, and then we came back and took the lead back, especially in that kind of early moments of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
I felt like we had played a really, really good first half. Our girls were really behind one another. They were talking to one another. They were rebounding really well, and I felt like towards the end of the game, two things really got to us. We had some turnovers where they were really pressuring us, and they went to man, and, you know, our girls were kind of shying away from the ball a little bit. We ended up throwing a lot of long passes that ended up being stolen away, leading to easy baskets on their end. And then, you know, they got a couple offensive rebounds their last maybe two out of their last four or five possessions that led to buckets that got them the lead. And those are two things that have been an Achilles heel for us throughout the year that I thought we did a great job for the most part through the first three quarters. And then when it came to the last couple minutes, that's what made the difference in the game.
Marley Obermeier really led the way for you in all facets, including away from the ball, and did an amazing job. But you had so many freshmen out there tonight. We were super impressed with the poise and skill of those young women.
Oh, yeah. No, the freshman class, they're competitive girls. They've played together for a long time, and they know how to win. Now, bring them into this varsity level experience, it's a whole new thing for them.
I bet.
Now, there's a lot of learning for them to do. Did they have a few bumps and bruises tonight? Without a doubt. But I expect them to continue to learn from it, continue to get better, and really help us down the stretch. I want to talk about Marley for a moment. She missed a couple layups that might have made a difference at the end of the game, yes.
Sure.
But then she comes down. We're down two, and we need a basket. She hits a really tough baseline jumper to tie it up.
Brilliant.
That's something that we've been preaching her all year. You know, just because you missed your last shot does not mean we want you to change your aggression. I really felt like she did that tonight, and I know she wants that last shot she took back. She had a lot more time than she thought she had, but we wouldn't want anyone else taking the shot.
Sure.
So I'm proud of their effort, but overall it's just those little things that we let kind of fall through the cracks towards the end of the game, and it ended up costing the game for us.
It seemed like, Coach, early on in the game, it felt like, at least from our vantage point, that you guys were pretty much dictating the pace as well as the outcome of the game. But somewhere along the line, particularly in the second half, third quarter, it seemed like Franklin County then wanted to kind of speed you up a little bit. Is that what you felt on the sideline?
Yeah, I think Kyle knew they were down a possession or two, and they had to start pressuring us. Otherwise, we were just going to sit back and take our time against their 2-3.
Yeah.
Kudos to those two, Sunderhouse and Cox.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them defend that. They've been playing a lot of 2-3 zone, and they're much better defenders, especially on the ball, than I thought they were, just because they haven't shown it much this year.
Right.
So I want to give credit where credit's due. At the same time, our girls have handled that pressure this year at different times. We didn't handle it down the stretch.
Sure.
I think in the future we'll be able to, but this is something that we got to look back onto and learn from. There are three or four different possessions in that last 4 minutes had we got a rebound, or had we taken care of the ball and gotten a good look, it would have turned in our favor.
And you certainly tried to defend against Ruby Singer, but in the second half, she was literally everything for the Wildcats.
I think she does a great job of being persistent in the post. I think that's what makes a great post player. She didn't really get anything going in the first half,
right.
But she didn't quit. And I think our girls were a little undisciplined with her. They kind of gambled at times, tried to cut in front of her and take balls away. And she did a great job at finishing through contact and even getting to the free throw line quite a few times there towards the end of the game.
Well, I've seen both these teams twice now against separate opponents and then against each other in just a week and a half. And this has been great, Coach. Thank you so much for showing us what really strong girls basketball can be in any state.
No, without a doubt.
Certainly here in Indiana.
Yeah, no, it's really fun to be a part of, and I'm glad you get to experience a little bit yourself.
It's a blast, I tell you. Thanks a lot. Even though your young women can't be feeling really good right now, they made this a heck of a ball game.
Hey, this is why we play regular season games. We want to play tough games. We're in a tough conference. Franklin County's got some really strong physical players with experience, and we're going to learn from them and get better.
Yeah, no doubt. There was definitely a postseason feel, if you would, to this ball game tonight. There's no doubt in my mind that you guys will be ready to go come late January, early February.
We'll see you again, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
That's Coach Mitchell Taylor of the Batesville Bulldogs, and we'll be right back with more in a moment from Franklin County on WRBI-FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And high school basketball on WRBI is brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington, Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings. And we're joined now by Coach Kyle Van Meter of the victorious Franklin County Wildcats. Coach, what a game it was, 43-41. You finished it off at the very end. Your only scorer for most of the second half was Ruby Singer, but Kendall Cox came on when she had to, and so did Bailey Kaiser, and you pulled it out, and terrific defensive play from those point guards. I can't say enough about Kendall and Madison Sunderhouse.
Yeah, we were very excited for this game. Like I said, you know, I played six players tonight, and the six player didn't get very many minutes. So a lot of my players pretty much had to play the whole game.
Right.
And so, you know, we do a lot of things right now that try to keep us energized at the end of the game, not getting foul trouble in the game. So we're playing zone right now. In reality, I'm not a zone coach. I want to play man-to-man. And you guys see that at the end, like Madison Sunderhouse, Kendall Cox. That's how we can guard teams. We can get up and pressure them. But right now, we just have to make sure that we preserve our energy, preserve the foul trouble. But I would say they did an awesome job in Nicole Mears. Everybody knows how good she is. And other players stepped up, like Ruby Singer. Kendall Cox's big three to tie it. And then Maddie, Bailey hitting a big layup. And then Maddie, her terrific defense helped win the game at the end as well.
And about that defense, it's really when the game turned, when you went away from the zone and went to man-to-man, is really when you guys kind of dictated how the rest of this game was going to go.
100%. And my team knows that. They know, like, you know, when you're a man-to-man coach, your team buys into what you want to do.
Yeah.
And so when you go zone, you try to, the game, we got a game plan, you know, but they know, they have my personality, right. A lot of them, and they want to play man. They want to get up in somebody and guard. And, you know, we get to that situation where, like, listen, we're not in that big of foul trouble. You know, well, let's pick up now. Let's lock up. And I'm looking forward to when we get some players back so we can do that all game.
Right.
Well, Coach, the effort that Ruby put in, I don't think we can say enough about it, especially, again, with that defense that was being applied on Nicole. Mm-hmm. She did not score in the second half. Ruby took over and really helped pull it out for you. Of course, Bailey and Kendall were essential at the end.
Yeah, I think I love my team. Nicole Mears is as great as she is, but teams are going to do everything they can to take her away. And Ruby's only a sophomore. And she's having a terrific year. I think I have two all-conference players on my team. I think I have Nicole Mears and Ruby Singer.
Yes.
And Ruby stepped up. They're going to take Nicole away. So Ruby's like, well, then it's time for me to go to work. And I promise she got that charge call in the first half.
Yes.
And she kind of tweaked her wrist.
Oh.
And wow. So she's icing it right now. So we're hoping that's nothing that serious, but she played through it. So we're thinking it's not the way she played. You know, I mean, it can't be that serious.
Well, that once that adrenaline gets out of your body, it might be another.
might be more painful tonight.
You're right.
Exactly. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for joining us and for joining with Batesville to give us such an entertaining contest. This was great to watch.
Yeah, I want to, you know, Batesville, I like Mitch Taylor as their basketball coach a lot. He's a young guy like me, yep. And I think he's done a terrific job with the program. And he, you know, he's like me. He gets after it. He's young. He's passionate. And I really like coaching against him. And I think he's great for high school Indiana girls basketball. And it's always great to win against a good program and a good coach like that.
All right. Coach. Well, no doubt about it. You guys will continue to keep building and building on this one. And I can't wait to see what you're doing come late January, early February.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for being here, guys. We appreciate it.
We'll look forward to seeing you again, Coach. Thanks so much. That's Coach Kyle Van Meter of the Franklin County Wildcats, victorious tonight over Batesville. Again, the final 43-41. Terrence and I will wrap things up with the stats in a few moments. This is high school basketball on WRBI FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Franklin County High in Brookville, Jim Williams and Terrence Arney at the site of a huge victory for the homestanding Franklin County Wildcat girls. 43-41 over the Batesville Bulldogs. And let's take a look at what we believe is the scoring. I think we're pretty darn close anyway. All scorers were led in the game by Marley Obermeyer of Batesville with 19 points unofficially, of course. And Marley did a great job really putting her team on her shoulders in the first half. And then, of course, being there in every situation they needed her in the second. Allison Peters, Allie, had 10 points on the game, as well as a pair for Lydia Haskamp, who may see more and more action throughout the rest of the season. Excuse me. Also, Kaylin Kathman, one of the several freshmen who played great for Batesville, had 8 points. It was 7 for Claire Sainer, a senior who we didn't think was going to play, but did indeed play a pivotal role for the Bulldogs. And Nora Wiedemann, another outstanding freshman, had only 2, but oh, she's going to score a ton more. And Terrence, for the Franklin County Wildcats, it was Ruby Singer with an unofficial 18 on the game. Most of those, 16 of those, in the second half. And she was, I believe, 5 of 7 free throw shooting in the second half that certainly made a key difference for Franklin County. It was Kendall Cox with a critical 3 late in the game. Bailey Kaiser with 5 points, including a critical 2 late in the game. A single free throw for Madison Sunderhouse, who played a terrific game of defense as the tiniest player out there. And Jacqueline Grimerson started out with the one of the first points of the game early on.
You know, and, in the loss, you know, the Bulldogs did not play bad at all. Both teams played well enough to win. The numbers support that theory in that the Bulldogs, 58% from 2, 11 of 19, 5 of 13 from 3 at 38%. Their effective field goal percentage was 50%. They were 4 of 6 from the charity stripe. As far as the Franklin County Wildcats, they were 74% from 2. That's 14 of 19. And here's the funniest part of it. They struggled mightily from beyond the arc. Yes. Only 1 of 8, but that one was the big one to tie the game up heading down the stretch. They didn't look back after that. Their effective field goal percentage, 56%, and then 67% from the free throw line as they went 12 of 18.
So that critical one was the shot from Kendall Cox.
Yes.
Her 3 points of the game.
It really, it's amazing how that happens, but wow. It was that three-pointer
wow.
that tied the game up and kind of paved the way, if you would, for the Wildcats to secure a victory here at home.
What a night here in Brookville. I am just stunned, and I've got tons of adrenaline going on. Hey, we need to mention a couple other things that we meant to throughout the game, but just didn't have a chance because it was such a great game. Want to remind you that Tom Snape talks to Batesville Mayor Mike Bettis, who's recapping this week's Board of Works and City Council meetings. That comes up tomorrow morning, just after 9:30 on the Daily Pod on WRBI. And, of course, Mayor Bettis is wrapping things up and departing, so he may have a bit to say about that as well. Also, congratulations, and we'll have this on our sportscast in more detail tomorrow, but a North Decatur grad has been brought into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, and that is Jill Morton McFarling, who graduated in 1996, went on to a terrific college career at Louisville, and is the only Cardinal to, was the first Cardinal, rather, to be drafted in the WNBA and the first to be an All-American.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Jill Morton McFarling, and we've got the story about her on WRBI.com, WRBI Radio. Sorry about that. I keep forgetting that on occasion. And Terrence, we're going to be back at this next for folks in just 48 hours
on Thursday.
And this should be a terrific boys game as Milan visits Batesville.
Yes, the Indians will come to the Dog Pound to take on the Bulldogs there. And Matt Prickle, who's been away from the team for there's no other way to say it. He got kicked out of a game that caused him to be away from the team for a couple of games.
I see.
He'll be back on the sidelines for that game. You know, he'll bring a whole lot of energy as he normally does. And, of course, these two teams, although not in the same conference, they're still a rival of each other. They're county foes. They may not be conference foes, but they are somewhat county foes, so we'll see how that one shakes out.
I'm learning about Ripley County.
Yeah.
I think they could have a thing there called Believe It or Not.
You might be right. Let me ask you this before we get out
of
here.
Sir.
Jim, it's been your first full week here. You've had a chance to see some games. You've seen some boys' games. You've seen some girls' games. What's your thought of Southeastern Indiana basketball?
I am positively loving it. I saw these two teams play other opponents.
Yes.
And then tonight play each other.
Right.
And this kind of culminated all that. It was amazing. This was just a heck of a ball game. And again, no closer could it be than if we went to overtime. And I've always said I love the girls and women's game in high school and in college. The work, the effort, the athleticism is so clear for these young women, most of whom do not tower 7 feet above their opponents. And sometimes even the big girls get contained, as Nicole Mears did tonight. But her team still came on to win because Ruby Singer was under there.
No doubt.
And so I'm just really impressed with both the boys and the girls. We're going to have a terrific ball game back at Batesville on Thursday. I think I want to learn more about Milan and be able to contribute some things to you. But we look for another terrific contest, and we've got more coming up the rest of this month as well.
It's just now starting to get fun. This is the fun part of the year, no doubt about it.
Again, our final here at Franklin County in Brookville is the Franklin County Wildcats homestanding with a victory that went down all the way to the wire. The final 43-41 in girls' play over the Batesville Bulldogs. So for Terrence Arney and John Heil back in the studio, thanks so much, gentlemen, and we will be back on Thursday for that boys game between Milan and Batesville right here on WRBI-FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app. So long, everybody.